This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores Who's My Daddy? Questions about sperm donation. And now here's Paige.
For most of us, answering questions about our family is easy. However, for some children, the best answer they can give to questions like, how many siblings do you have? Is, I don't know. These children are the offspring of anonymous sperm donors, conceived through artificial insemination or in vitro fertilization. No one knows because of the secrecy surrounding sperm donation, but there could be as many as 60,000 children conceived through anonymous sperm donation every year. Artificial insemination dates back to at least the late 19th century, when a woman was artificially inseminated under anesthesia with the doctor's sperm. She was never told. More recently, a British doctor running a fertility clinic in the 1940s may have fathered as many as 600 of the children conceived there. In the United States, sperm donation is largely unregulated. Guidelines from the professional organization, ASRM, suggest limiting donations to 25 births per donor, but also protect their confidentiality. A sperm donor could travel from clinic to clinic skirting the guidelines. One frequently requested sperm donor now has at least 150 known offspring. The real losers in this scenario are the children who are conceived through an anonymous donor. They are left with unanswered questions related to their ancestry, genetics, and medical history, a kind of genetic bewilderment. Many donor offspring are bothered by the circumstances of their conception, often confused about who is their real family, and feel sad when they observe friends with their own biological parents. There's also a very real risk of incest. One survey found that almost half of the children are worried that they may be romantically attracted to someone they are unknowingly related to. Given the large number of offspring that a single donor can father, concerns about romantic involvement with a half-sibling are justified. Think about offspring living in smaller communities where many women rely on the same sperm bank. The Donor Sibling Registry, a service to help donor offspring find half-siblings or their donor parents, has uncovered several donors who have conceived 50 or more offspring. In addition to the unsettling possibility that donor offspring may look at strangers to see if they look like me, is their unknown genetic inheritance. Most sperm donors are young and are tested only for contagious diseases, not genetic conditions that might surface later. Thus, they could pass along serious problems to many unsuspecting recipients. One man passed along a heart disease gene to 9 of 24 offspring, including a 2-year-old who died. Genetic abnormalities can be passed along to many more children than could happen for those conceived by a husband and wife the old-fashioned way. These are only a few of the ethical issues related to anonymous sperm donation. Something that seems good to parents may be deeply harmful to their children. The path paved by this technology could lead to heartache, not happiness. Think about it.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.